And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is Feature of the Week here on KHMB. This week, we're talking with Ann Swanberg, and we're talking about life plays. And if you don't know what that is, well, Ann and I will tell you. Life plays is about improv. So, Ann, welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. It's so great to be here.
It's so great to have you. So improv is near and dear to my heart, and some people can do it really well, and it really overwhelms and scares some people. But you have a company in town, and you have been, I've seen you at a couple different places, Life Plays, which is lifeplays, plural, P-L-A-Y-S, .com. And how did you start this, and when did you start this improv company?
Oh, wow. Well, the origin story of improv itself was my feeling that it was time to do something just out of the box, creative. I was very shy. I was in my late 30s, and I took an intro to improv, and I came home on fire.
Really?
Yes, like just spontaneous, so easy to connect with people. It really, I knew it was the answer to getting out of my shell, and that was 1993. And then in 1999, after taking that intro, I took all the improv classes that Sue Walden had to offer. She no longer is with us, but I am very grateful to her. Joined her company, and then left in 1999 to form Life Plays, which was formed because for me it wasn't about performing. It was the skills that we use when we improvise, how that has affected my daily life. We do what's called applied improvisation at Life Plays, and there are a lot of other groups that do that also. Take the skills of improv, not in order to train people to be performers, but simply to be more comfortable in their own skins in the present moment, creating with other humans.
Okay, so and you do this with your husband, Chris Miller, correct?
Correct. He is my beloved husband and also partner in Life Plays. We co-founded it. So I guess 27 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I know I've seen you, for example, at the Odd Fellows and places, and you do skits and pantomimes, but you do public performances, and you do some corporate events and that type of things. But if I'm doing an event and I want to do, say, I'm wanting to my staff to get together or just volunteers, something fun for, what can I expect if I'm going to ask you to come in and do something for my organization or my family or my fun event?
I love that question because all those contexts are unique. And each client that we get a call from, or prospective client in the corporate world, for example, it really is about listening for what they're looking for. Because this particular kind of improv spans from just pure fun. They had a tough quarter and they just need to bond and have a good time, let off some steam, then it's pure fun. And the other end of the spectrum, while always containing the fun, is, are there some, challenges in communication? Do you want more flow? The core skill of improv is called yes and that is just a key principle for really being present and receiving what you hear and building on what your partner gives you.
So yes and, what exactly does that mean? That I'm going to ask you a question or give you a statement and you're going to say yes and I'm going to come up with something, or what does that mean?
Oh, I love this. So the yes in improv, the yes means whatever my partner gives me, I receive it fully. It doesn't mean I have to like it. If in real life, right? It doesn't mean you like what life has delivered up, perhaps a flat tire. And the yes is simply, wow, this is happening. So in real life, it's really served me, for a pretty frictionless, like, okay, this is happening. Tire is flat, feel what I feel. And then the and is how to move forward. The and is creating with it. Oh, okay, I'm going to call a friend for a ride, or I'm going to call AAA. So the sooner you yes things in life, the sooner you're able to build with it and move forward. So that's a life example. Then on stage, it's just pure, silly, fun imagination. You know, if I'm on stage and my partner comes in and it says, Your Highness, I have your birthday cake. I say, oh, thank you, right? That's the receiving. That's the yes.
Uh-huh.
And then the and, it would be, I cannot wait for the entire land to gather. So I've moved the story forward. That's the and.
And you also, when I saw you before, you had some people from the audience, which some people may be really excited about during that and some not so much. But I thought it was a comfortable way to do it. But how do you include the audience in these types of improvs that you do?
Yeah, for the shows, it's a matter of absolutely being connected with them, first of all, where it's like, we are in this together. I absolutely feel my connection with the audience, and they can feel that. And then if we're doing it, sometimes it is fun. There's certain improv games that involve audience members in a very low-key, no-risk way.
Okay.
And it's always just purely volunteer who wants to come up. It's so important, you know. And the same in corporate training, you know. Like I said, I was the shyest kid in class. I was very introverted adult. And that first improv was so warm and connective and supportive. It's always about supporting your partner, yesing what they give you and building on it. And it was just an experience of how the world can be when we are that way with one another.
It sounds like it really did change your life. What did you do before you started this improv class? And did you meet Chris? Here's a little personal, I guess, but did you meet Chris doing improv?
Oh, I love this question. I love all facets of it. Chris okay. And I met actually when I was 19 and he was 24, and we lived in a house full of musicians and dancers. And so, like I said, being shy and then also extremely creative, I was a modern dancer in a modern dance company, which is a great way. You don't have to talk to anybody. So
oh my.
That's how we met. And then we both became certified to teach English as a second language years later. Like, I blew my knee out, and we saw this training for teaching English, and that was a great career for me. I thought I was going to be sick to my stomach, you know, because it is teaching, you're in front of a group, but that teaching career is what helped me segue into being comfortable in front of a group, and then that intro to improv class years later just brought it all home, and I said, this is my tribe, this is what I want to offer the world, this is a way to live.
I'm just so impressed that you're able to do this to make a living this way. So what is Chris's forte? And I love to ask, so who chased who? You know, did you chase Chris or did Chris chase you?
Oh, if that's on the personal level, that is a circuitous long answer. I would say on the improv front, it was definitely me coming home that night in 1993. And then there was a weekend intensive beginning offered, and I was too shy. I said, Chris, will you do this with me? You know, it's an off-site you go to. It was this retreat up Northern California. We did the weekend together, and then we both, he loved it too. And so we started, you know, our company together.
And so you're based basically out of El Granada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And yes, that's where we've lived for decades.
And you work up and down the coast. So give me an idea of where you worked and for whom you've worked.
Oh, wow. Well, if anyone wants to check out our Life Plays website, lifeplays.com, it's just a wide array of clients, you know, the biggest names and local, you know, small team builds. We've worked along the coast, like you said, over the hill, in all kinds of different states in the United States, internationally a couple times. Have improv, will travel.
have improv will travel. I think that's just wonderful. So, again, you will do this for nonprofit organizations. You can do this for big family events. And it's basically coming in. It's not comedian, but it's very fun and it's funny. And it's very participatory. And you've been doing it for quite a while and doing it so well in our coast side. So, again, thank you, Anne. And the website is lifeplays.com. That's lifeplays.com. And it's Anne Swanberg. Thank you, Anne, for being here.
Oh, Cindy, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So this is I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
KHNB contributor Cindy Menzel with our Feature Story of the Week. Did you know that we have our own improv personality on our announcing staff? It's true. His name, Jay Michaels, and you never know what he's going to say. Check him out 9 to noon weekdays on your hometown community station, KHMB Radio. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.